Of the 161 Wisconsin prison inmates serving life sentences, 58 are black, 15 are Hispanic, and 88 are white. But one of the key findings of the new report by the Washington, D.C.-based Sentencing Project concerns the number of juveniles sentenced to die in prison. There are only two in Wisconsin, one Hispanic, the other Native American. Sentencing Project spokesman Ryan King says these cases are important because they highlight the difference between adult and juvenile offenders.
This isn't to discount the acts they've committed, and nor is it to take away responsibility, but it's to recognize that there's still emotional and physical development that a lot of these kids still need to go through. And upon completing that, there should be an opportunity for these individuals to be reassessed for the appropriateness of them being released rather than just throwing away somebody's life at the age of 14.
That's how old Omer Ninnem, an Oneida tribal member, was when he and another teen killed a Hmong teen in Green Bay 10 years ago. Ninnem's effort to qualify for parole is pending now before the state Supreme Court. King says it's unlikely the state Supreme Court will take it up before the U.S. Supreme Court rules on two similar cases from other parts of the country.
To see policy changes and have the court speak on that, I think, is very important. So the ruling that comes down will be watched very eagerly by a lot of people who study this issue.
Lawyers in the Omer Ninnem, Wisconsin case were not available for comment. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.